So a couple of things have caught my eye this Advent. One of them is the carol we've just sung called Stand and Be Amazed. I'd like to take some time to just give a few reflections on that carol. It's printed on a piece of paper on your chair. And I've extracted some of the words that the songwriters deliberately use to stop us in our track and to ponder, much as Mary and the shepherds stopped. So we've got tender, weak, mute, destitute, manger, I've just put food trough in there, without sign of reasoning, meekness. We come, yes, we stand and are amazed, yes, but at what in particular? Presumably God becoming man. You'll find him wrapped in strips of cloth and lying in a manger. You'll find God wrapped in strips of cloth and lying in a food trough. In one of the New Testament letters, Timothy writes, "Beyond all question, the mystery from which true godliness springs is great. He appeared in the flesh." We have godliness in human form, arms, legs, belly, face. This is mystery. God wraps himself in human form. He gets that close to us, wrapping himself in our skin, our bones, and our life. We see ourselves in our world, and we see bravery, we see kindness, but we also see duplicity, we see violence, and craziness, I suppose, our flawed nature. And he wraps himself in that. I suggest it's this revelation of God that's surprising and continues to surprise and confound us, possibly especially us as believers. It's godliness in human form, and this is the good news of the angel. And this constitutes hope for us. At a recent gathering, Stefan asked the question of the congregation. He said, "What is the fresh, new revelation of God that's offered to us?" So this morning, I think we can ask ourselves, what is the fresh and new revelation of God that's offered to us in the incarnation? Let's read the words of this carol. I'll just read bits of it. "See his gift, this newborn child. See the mighty, weak, and tender. See the word who is now mute. See the sovereign without splendor. See the fullness destitute. See him lying in a manger without sign of reasoning. Let your frailty strengthen me. Let your meekness give me boldness." The very act of incarnation, God becoming man, is a revelation, as the carol testifies. In his adult life, Jesus was at pains to describe, portray God very accurately. He wanted to dispel the notion that God was indifferent. He wanted to show that God cared. It started with incarnation and continued with his acts, his miracles, and his teachings as well. And in Luke 11, we have him saying this: "Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give?" Now this next bit was possibly with kids in mind, but I think we'll just treat it as a whole entity. I've got some images coming up, and I want you to tell me if you've been given any of these things this morning, or anything close, and only that. So, did you or did you not receive slide two, please? Did anyone receive an egg this morning? I'm not talking about breakfast. That doesn't count. Or a chicken? Tricky to wrap, possibly. Nothing at all. I was thinking that I would give a chocolate coin to anyone who's going to say yes to this. You got a rubber egg? That counts, I think. Did you or did you not receive this morning as a gift a snake? Three. I was going to say, is anything close will do. You got a snake. Did anyone get one of these wooden ones? There's these little wooden ones which, can anyone describe it? They're fantastic things. I love those things. You had a snake. There you go. Did you or did you not receive this morning, next slide, a fish? I will accept hake, halibut, and haddock, but not cod. Any takers? A fishing rod or a net? They don't want you to have the chocolate coin, is the subtext here. That was enough, okay. It's closer than anyone else, that's true. Right. Just since we're at this particular point, I wonder if there's anyone wants to say anything about what they received this morning that pleased them enormously. It might be a small thing. What did you receive? Great, a new bike with gears. That's fantastic. I wish I had a new bike with gears. I got stolen. A remote control car. I remember giving that to one of our kids once. That's fun. That's great.
That wasn't your favourite.
What was your favourite?
You want me to tell them. The biggest movie cushion in the world.
Right. Will we see that in a meeting in the new year? We should do, yes. So there are, then, appropriate gifts. And they reflect their giver and their character. I'm not sure. Yes, that's right, it was Santa. God knows what we want and what we need. The other thing that's caught my eye this Advent is an image of God as offered by a poet, a writer, G.K. Chesterton, who wrote the Father Brown stories, but a lot of other things that are personally better than Father Brown stories. This is from the Ballad of the White Horse. There's reference to someone called Guthrum. He is a Danish king in the times of King Alfred. You don't really need to be particularly bothered by that, but I just thought I'd get it out there. But some see God like Guthrum, crowned with a great beard, curled. But I see God like a good giant that laboring lifts the world. But some see God like Guthrum, crowned with a great beard, curled. But I see God like a good giant that laboring lifts the world. Earlier in the poem, he's comparing Jesus to a servant in a Victorian household who gets up early to heat the house and prepare breakfast. He's early, it's dark, and it's unseen. So the image of God as a good giant has been one with me for Advent. If we could maybe just return to the words of the carol and its revelations of God in the incarnation. There was tender, there was weak, there's mute, there's destitute, food trough, without sound of reasoning, and there's meekness. So I've got some questions. Is there a context in your life where you feel weak, raw, or tender? Is there a context in your life where you feel mute, rendered silent, unable to voice your thoughts, or even to put your thoughts together? Is there a context in your life where you feel destitute in some way, bereft, or frail? So what characteristics of God shown in the incarnation resonate with you? Where might you feel God coming close to you? We've heard that God wraps himself with weakness, frailty, and limitation, that he comes close as our breath is to our body. God resides deeply in us by the Holy Spirit. So what I'm suggesting we're going to do is a form of prayer. To own what resonates and to allow those thoughts, let them mix inside us where Christ dwells. So if you can identify a thought or a feeling, a context where you felt any of these things, we need to identify that first of all. And then as a form of prayer, I suggest that you draw that into your inner being through breathing, through just breath. Just imagine yourself breathing, drawing in your breath, and bringing into yourself where Christ dwells, and allowing the two to mix. Those feelings where you have felt these things, and allow that to mix with the God who dwells in you richly. I'm just going to give us a couple of minutes for that incarnational mix to happen.